Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is Pam Drennan, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show, coming to you from the RBR Network, located out of Memphis, Tennessee, but I'm talking to you from Redmond, Washington. We're really glad that you all are joining us this evening, and you will be, too, for this wonderful cosmic journey that we're getting ready to take. Anyone can access the show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford live, or by going to the archives, which is really the on-demand section at the end of the show, and it will be available, you know, just a few minutes after the show finishes. Now, if you're not online or you have someone who wants to hear the show, you can call in at 347-838-9142. If you want to ask a question, use the same number, 347-838-9142, and press the one button. Annie, the moderator, will get you in. And tonight, our special guest is Nancy Drew. Not the writer, but she is an intuitive healer and a reader. She is fantastic. So before I bring Nancy in, I want to tell you about the RBR Network. I have to tell you about our whole week lineup of different shows that the network offers. Of course, I'm the first one on Monday. At everything is Central Standard Time, 6:30, Cosmic Contact Show. On Tuesdays, the I Am Well Show, that's at 8 p.m. The Night Search Show on Tuesday at 9:30 p.m. Wednesday is the No Show at 7 p.m. And the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program is at 8:30 p.m. And that is on Wednesday. Thursday is the Progressive News Weekly at 5:30. Friday is the Searchers Roadmap Show at 1 p.m. The Dream Vision 7 Show is at 3 p.m. Saturday is Soul Town, the Sound of Music. That's from out of Memphis. You might want to check that out. Sunday is the Dream Vision 7 show again, and that is at 3 p.m., and that is out of Boston. But these shows are all great, and check them out throughout the week and see who they have lined up as their guests, because we try to bring you all wonderful, authentic people into the show, our shows. But tonight, I am so excited to share this wonderful guest with you all. Her name is Nancy Drew, and she is amazing. She's, besides an intuitive healer, she's an energy worker, reader, and a medium. She channels divine energy and works with light languages to find her clients' divine purpose and to repair and clear their past. She cleanses, purges, protects, rebuilds, and energizes. She clears chakras and works with doctors on the other side to do psychic surgery for physical and emotional pain. Nancy is an excellent psychic reader, and she is an enthusiastic presenter during her evenings with Nancy Drew, in which she works with her beautiful collection of crystal singing bowls and shares readings, healings, and mediumship with the audience. She enjoys connecting and relaying messages from human and animals who have transitioned, and she enjoys giving messages from living animals to their human friends. Nancy works out of a healing studio in Mukilteo, Washington, participates in numerous psychic fairs each month, and does long-distance sessions over the telephone and Skype. Nancy can be contacted at 425-231-1123. Her website is nancybrewintuitivehealer.com. Anyway, I just wanted to say before I do bring Nancy in that I had a session with her a few days ago, and it was amazing. I had no idea what she did until she worked with me. I have felt wonderful ever since. She definitely made a shift for me. I'm so excited to share her with you all. And so get ready. Get your questions ready. She will be doing short readings. And only one question. You can't ask a bunch of things. But she, if you need to get in touch with her, you can call her or go to her website after the show. Okay, let me bring Nancy in. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Pam. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I'm excited.
Well, we are too. Nancy, I want to ask you, which I don't know anything about, is your Evenings with Nancy Drew and your crystal singing bowls. Tell us something about that, and where is that, and how do you do that, and what goes on there, and how often do you do that?
I just schedule them maybe one every couple months. I do them at local stores around here, but I might be doing them after some psychic fairs too. And what I do is I go around the audience and I offer healings and readings and mediumship, whatever spirit wants to tell the people in the audience. But before I start, I have these really amazing crystal healing bowls. They're made out of quartz crystal, and they're formed in a kiln, and they're made with all kinds of crystals in them. So they're beautiful colors. I have one that's made out of rose quartz and one that's made out of blue moonstone and super seven and Lemurian seed crystal and moldavite. And they all emit different tones and frequencies. And tones and frequencies are very, very healing. So it's a really cool experience. So I do these periodically, these Evening with Nancy Drews, and a crowd comes and we have a lot of fun.
Well, all right. That does sound like a lot of fun. And, of course, I love the crystal bowls, and I do know that sound is very important in healing. I mean, I think that that is what our brain listens to is more than anything is music and tones and things. You know, it just absorbs all of that. Okay, Nancy, now, let's see. Tell me about how old were you and how did you get started doing this and when did this, you first knew that you had this psychic abilities?
That's a good question. Okay. I'm not one of those people that knew since birth that I had all these wonderful gifts. I didn't start learning that I had gifts until the year 2000 when I took a psychic development class. And we took this class and we passed around a piece of paper where everybody wrote what they had for lunch. And in my fist, I held the piece of paper and I said, French fries, ice cubes, and ketchup. And I didn't know where that came from. I had no idea. And sure enough, it's what somebody had for lunch in the group. So I, like, shocked myself. So I took that class, which was a really good class. And then afterward, the facilitator was going to open another class for healing. And my first inclination was to say, ugh, I don't want to do that. Forget it. And that's funny because healing is one of my biggest gifts. And then later on, I took a Reiki class. And when I started doing Reiki, you have to put your hands in certain places on a person. And my hand just started going wild. They would wave in the air, and the teacher would tell me I was doing it wrong. And so I took Reiki 1 again, and it happened again. And I took Reiki 2 again, and it happened again. And I realized what was happening is healing gifts I had from many other lifetimes were coming through my hands. So that's when I started realizing it, and it was about the year 2001. And I worked on developing it for a while, and then I've done a tremendous amount of work on myself. I find that the more you work on yourself and forgive yourself and heal yourself and heal all the people in your past and forgive all the people in your past. And the more compassion you have for yourself, the more spirit blesses you with gifts. And so I'm constantly getting new gifts. And recently, it has been about a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, I started speaking in all these different languages, and I had no idea what was coming out of my mouth. And then eventually, I started to be able to translate some of them. And I learned that I was speaking Lemurian, and I was speaking Palladian, and I was speaking ancient Egyptian and ancient American Indian, and all these languages come through me, which, aside from the tone and frequency of the languages, they are also usually languages that my client could relate to because they were languages that they spoke in another lifetime. So it's just been kind of a process. And then in about 2009, Spirit told me I was ready to start opening up a practice. And I did. And I started in 2009. So I've been doing it ever since.
Well, that's exciting. Well, what were you doing before that? Were you in the healing profession at all?
Not at all, no. I had a lot of careers, but healing wasn't one of them. My current career, my career I had before I was doing healing work is I was trying to be an artist, not doing so good, but I enjoyed it. And then before that, I had one of those ceramic painting studios where people came and painted ceramics. And before that, for a good part of my career, I was in the oil business. And I was called a petroleum landman, which you might know what that is, but probably a lot of people out there doesn't. It's working with getting oil and gas leases ready so drilling can happen. So my career has been all over the place, and I have a degree in sociology. And I've always loved people and loved to help them, always. But I have a tendency to always bring people home along with all their problems and try and fix it. And what I found by doing this healing work and the readings I could do is I can help people empower themselves so they can help themselves feel better, and then I could send them on their way so I don't, you know, have a house full of people needing help all the time, so... It's been a really, I love what I do. I love it. I know it's what I was absolutely supposed to do. And what I've found out is that a lot of people like myself, which were called light workers, have had very difficult journeys in this lifetime. And we've been tested a lot. And a lot of us have had abusive families. We've had sexual abuse. We've had relationships that didn't work out, a whole bunch of pain, a lot of sorrow and pain. And I find that with other light workers as well as myself, it's like Spirit's been testing us to see how strong we are. And if we can survive all the tests, we win and we can help other people. So I feel like a lot of the experiences that I had were so that I can help my clients, and I'm not just talking about something I don't know about personally. It's been a good journey.
Well, it sounds great. And, you know, I know when you did your reading with me, you called in Ascended Masters, and Saint Germain was one of them, with the Violet Flame, and which was great because I feel very connected to that Ascended Master. When you first got an assistant master, an angel, who was the first one that really connected with you that you were aware of?
That is a really good... No, I don't, actually. I have a whole crowd of them, and different ones come for different people. I was raised Jewish and raised not to believe in Jesus, but for certain people, Jesus comes right through, and I love working with him. And I work with the archangels. I work with Archangel Michael and all the other archangels. I work with Mother Mary, and I work with Saint Germain and Melchizedek. And I have a whole repertoire I work with, including Ashtar, who is head of the Intergalactic Council. So it just kind of depends on who I'm working with, of which who is going to come in for that person. And I always work with the Palladians. I've learned that I am Palladian, and I work with them always. They help me a lot. And the healing doctors that I work with on the other side, I believe, are Palladian, that come in the form of a bird, believe it or not, called a blue avian. So in answer to your question, who first was coming in, I don't think I knew who I was talking to. But I always, always, always only work with love and work with light. And so I knew that the information that I was getting was really pure.
Well, I know I do too, only working with the light realm. And of course, the Pleiadians. What was that first book, that was written? I read it years ago. Do you know the one I'm talking about? I can't think of the name of it now. But anyway, I felt such a connection when I read this woman's book and about, you know, the Pleiadians and everything. And it was just, wow. So, you know, we've got several people online. You know what I think I'm going to do? Let's bring in somebody. Let's do a reading to start with and see how it goes. Are you ready for that? Okay. I'm going to bring Jackie Bully. Huh? Yes, ma'am.
Hi. How are y'all?
Great, Jackie. Thanks for calling. How can I help you today?
I've been going through a healing crisis lately, and I'd like to know if it's over and what my next step is or any kind of information that wants to come through now.
It's not yet over, but you've been working through a lot. Your body is craving certain vitamins and minerals that it doesn't have. Have you noticed you've had some food cravings or anything? Jackie, are you there?
Uh-oh, did we lose him?
We might have lost her.
We may have
Jackie,
lost her.
Are you there?
Okay, she's not there. We did lose her. She'll call right back in. Okay, well, that was interesting. You know what, I think when we do this kind of work, there's so much energy is coming out there. And, of course, Jackie is a very powerful healer herself. And I love it when she gets on the show and we get to hang out with her.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Hope she calls back.
Okay, she's back on.
Is she back? Okay.
Here.
Jackie, are you there?
Jackie?
Yes.
Hi, there you are.
Did you hear what I said? Your body's craving some vitamins and minerals it's not getting?
No.
Oh, okay. Have you been craving different foods or anything lately?
Absolutely nothing.
Okay, let me see what's going on.
Okay.
Well, they're saying you're definitely better than you were before you started doing this healing work. Aside from being physically better, they're saying you have a much better outlook.
Cool.
You're here to be of service, which of course you know. I don't know if you do anything like this in this lifetime, but in your past lifetime, you were able to prescribe medicinal plants and remedies for people like a naturopath would do. Do you do anything like that in this life?
Very limited.
Yeah, well, you definitely have a gift for that.
Okay. Yes.
Let me see. You definitely carry the energy of Saint Germain, Are you aware of that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and Saint Germain, for anybody who doesn't know, is like a master alchemist. So he prescribes all kinds of prescriptions and remedies for people. And I'll tell a funny story because I'm sure my client isn't listening on the line. But when I first started working with Saint Germain, and he still does, he prescribes energetic medicine for people. I'll often tell a client to open their mouth and I'll give them something. Well, I had this very shy woman come in when I was just starting up in 2009, and Saint Germain prescribed a suppository for her, energetic. So I said, you need to go in the bathroom and put this in you. And I can't believe the woman listened to me, but she did. And she said for a whole month, she had to do multiple flushes for the whole month because she let go of so much stuff. So that was my sign that Saint Germain's medicine worked, but it was pretty funny. She told me she didn't like me after that very much, but anyway, yeah, his medicine is wonderful, and you have the ability to work with all of medicines and tinctures. You can tap in to the gifts you had in the past, but I see you working with tinctures and stuff like that. So as far as your personal healing, what do they say you need? They're telling me you need to talk with Saint Germain and ask him what more you need to do.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Thank you so much.
Jackie, thank you for calling.
Thank you, Nancy. Be blessed.
Sure, bye.
Bye.
All right, well, that was great. And, we're going to have a good time tonight. Okay, I want to bring in our next caller. Now, let's see. Shan is calling in, and she's from Arkansas. Okay, we're getting some southern people here.
Good. I feel out of place without an accent, but I can make one, but you guys wouldn't like it. So what is this person's name, Pam? I'm sorry.
Her name, hi, Shan. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hi. How do you spell your name?
S-H-A-N.
Oh, okay, Shan. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hi, what can I do for you today?
Well, my husband and I are putting together a business venture, and we've had it in mind for quite a while, and one of our partners has been really successful, and so we're trying to put all the money together, and so I'm just wondering if we're going to be able to get everything pulled together. If you see it, if you're seeing all this come together, and if you are, how soon, if it's going to come together quickly.
Okay, let me see what I get. The first thing you're telling me is you need to go back to where you started in your ideas and look back over some of the things that you initially intended to do with this. You're going to need additional funding. And the funding is going to come from somewhere different than you've been looking. Do you have any ideas that I can tell you if that will work or not?
Well, yes, my husband has a friend that's where we're thinking that most of it's going to come from. But then
I agree. I agree.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you so much, and I appreciate your
input.
And
it will be successful. It's going to take a little bit of time, but it will be successful. And and you might find a few other investors too.
Okay. All right. All right, well,
okay, thank you.
Appreciate you guys. Have a nice evening.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, thank you. And I'm so glad you called in, Chan, and Jackie, both. They're from Arkansas. So we're going to go to Rose in New Jersey has called in. Let's bring Rose in and see.
Hi.
Hi, Rose.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi, Rose.
Hi,
thanks,
Nancy,
for calling.
Excuse me?
What can I do for you today?
I have a question about my love life.
Okay.
I want to know if you see someone new coming or someone from my past will be reconnecting with me.
Is there anyone in your life yet?
No, I'm single.
I know how that feels. Okay. okay. Is there somebody new coming? You want to be swept off your feet by a man. And the man that needs to come in for you has to be able to keep up with you. Because you're not a very stagnant person. You keep growing and moving.
Yep, I do.
Okay, there is someone out there that wants to be with you, but he needs a little, as they're saying, angelic push. So I'm going to do a little magic for you, okay? And see what we get. You up for that?
Uh-huh, yes.
Okay. Okay, I feel the angels are coming into the room, into your room, and they're surrounding you right now. And I don't know if you could feel them, but their wings are flapping and filling you up with love. They're trying to tell you that you're a pretty impressive person and you deserve somebody pretty impressive to keep up with you, not just anybody. Okay, I think he's here. All right. The man that's coming for you will give you a lot of elbow room so you can spread your own wings. And he's under the impression that you would like that. So when you don't want that, you tell him. He's, okay. All right. Have you heard of the concept twin flame?
Yes.
Okay, he is your twin flame. So he is coming back for you in this lifetime. If I can ask, how old are you?
59.
6'9" or 5'9"?
5'9".
Oh, exactly the same as me. And also single. Okay, they are saying to me, as of today, and when you get some divine timing, their idea of timing and ours can be different, but they're saying by the time you are 62, you will be in each other's arms.
62?
Now, that might sound like a little while away.
Yeah, too long, too far away.
Let's see what they say. Can you guys make it a little faster? They said, okay. Is he going to show up earlier? Okay. They want this to take its time. They don't want this to be like a whirlwind where romance, where it burns out real quick.
Mm-hmm.
So they might make it happen sooner if you promise you'll take your time.
Okay.
So talk to them but they're definitely, he's coming, he's a little serious, and preoccupied sometimes, but he is the opposite side of your flame. And whereas we all have lots of soulmates, we only have one twin flame, and he's it.
Wow.
And if you guys can make it work in this lifetime, this can be your last lifetime here. And then you go back and live in bliss forevermore. So it might be worth waiting a little while for.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Well, I tell you what, we all want to meet our angel, our honey bunny, you know, sooner than later. But I do believe that if it's the right one, they're well worth waiting for. And maybe he's got to do some things before he's even ready to meet her, you know. That could be part of it, too. It, you know, he may be in another relationship or something. But, well, anyway, well, that's good. Well, look, let's just move right along because more people are calling in.
Okay.
And, all right, everybody, remember, now, if you want to get a reading with Nancy, you can go to her website, www.nancidrew.com, or you can call 425-231-1123, and she will take good care of you. Okay, our caller is coming from Memphis, Tennessee, and her name is Georgia. Hi, Georgia.
Hi.
Hi, Georgia. What can
Hi,
I
Nancy.
Do for you today?
I have a question about my younger brother, who was born just the sweetest soul you can imagine.
Okay.
He was always kind and gentle. He's like the most gentle man, but he's all man.
Okay.
And he's gone through a series of terrible illnesses. And I don't know what to do to help him, but it started out he had to have a kidney taken because he had cancer in it. Then he had the, what do they call that? It's in the throat. It's your stomach thing. I forget what it's called. But it was so serious he lost 45 pounds. They had to do surgery. Hiatal hernia. He had a hiatal hernia that went up into his throat.
Okay.
And it was really life-threatening. They finally did a major surgery, and they've got it. He's finally getting over that, and he just found out he's got prostate cancer.
Poor
and they're
guy.
Going to have surgery on that.
Okay.
And I'm wondering, is his time up? Is there something that he's younger than me? He's 67.
Okay. Well, what
and
does
I,
mean?
What can I do to help?
Tell me his first
Brian.
Name.
His name is Brian Gilpatrick.
Okay, Brian, let me look at you. You are very uncomfortable in this body, and who would blame you? And you're very tired of all this stuff happening to you. Let me look what your purpose was in this lifetime. His major purpose in this lifetime is to let go and let God. Was he a type of person that liked to control things?
I don't think so. And he was, if he was, he certainly didn't live it. He was born with dyslexia, so he had a difficult time with school, even though he graduated high school. It was very difficult. And then, of course, he didn't have good jobs because dyslexia, you can't read.
Did he,
so,
do you know if when
worked,
he was younger
married,
he didn't believe in God? Do you know if that's true?
I know he's never had a relationship with God that I know of, even
okay.
though I have talked about it with him.
Okay, that's the cause. Because the let go and let God is not because he was a control freak. It's because he thinks he could do everything himself. And God and Spirit are trying to say, hey, you need us up here. You need me. And when you quit fighting it and let me help you, you'll see how much easier your life can be. So he hasn't learned his lesson yet. So just let go and let God help him. And so that's why he's having all these challenges. if he can just say, okay, if you're so great, help me this time, I'll let go, he might see a huge improvement in his health.
Okay, I think he would listen to me. I'm closer to him than almost anybody in the family, and I have 7 siblings.
It's hard to convince.
Family, and we're close.
Yeah, it's hard to convince somebody to have faith in something that maybe they can't see, and it's very possible that in his life beforehand he felt like God let him down or something. I'm feeling that might be true. So he came in this time thinking, you know what? I don't need him. So I think that's what's going on here. He's not ready to check out. He's just very uncomfortable with what his body's been doing.
I'm sure of that. Is there anything I can do to help other than try to get through to him that he does have a God that loves him very much, that is there to help him?
If you can convince him of that, that's the best medicine you can possibly do, because
okay.
He's wired to not believe that way. So if you can help him with that, that's absolutely what he needs. So good luck with that.
Yeah, I can see that. Okay, great. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, that was a great answer. And, honey, I agree with everything you said, Nancy. You know, it's about surrendering. And, you know, a lot of people, they don't want to surrender, especially if they've had kind of a crummy life. They're going to go, well, God never did anything for me. You know, why should I surrender and, you know, and bow down and pray and everything? Yes, that is, I think a lot of people have that problem. Okay, well, let's just move right along so we can continue. We've got 22 more minutes, so you're doing a great job. I love it. Let's see.
Thank you.
I'm losing. Where is Annie?
Patty.
Next.
Uh-huh. Patty from Colorado.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Patty. Where are you in Colorado?
Hi, Nancy. I am in Fort Collins, which is...
Oh, I love Fort Collins. I used to live...
Oh, do you? Oh, cool.
Not in Fort Collins. I lived in Aurora for 18 years, but that's when I was in the oil business that I was talking about earlier. But what can I do for you today?
Well, I really like any messages from Spirit that you have, especially about my life purpose, because...
Oh.
I still don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. Like, I feel I'm supposed to help in some way, but I just don't know what that is.
Okay. Patty, let me look into it. What's Patty's life purpose? Are you the type of person that likes to please other people?
I have been, yes, and I realize that's a problem. I want everyone to like me, and I realize that's not possible.
Yeah, it's hard to break that. Your purpose in this lifetime is to let go of other people's opinion of you. That is a huge lesson that you're here to learn in this lifetime.
Yes, and I've only now realized that, and I'm working on that.
Some people never realize it, so good job. Let me see what else other purposes you have. Do you enjoy museums and artifacts?
Yes, I do, very much.
Yeah. Do you do any work with museums or anything?
Not really. I've just always been interested in it and history and all sorts, really everything.
You may enjoy that. You know, maybe there's some volunteer work or even a paid position or something doing that. But I think that would give you a lot of pleasure. But it's time to focus on you and not worry about what anybody else cares about you or... You know, there's that lovely saying that your opinion is none of my business.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not supposed to care what other people think about ourselves. We're supposed to be true to ourselves and love ourselves. So easily said, not easily done.
Well, but I've always half felt drawn to healing, and I did read your bio, and it said that you did go see John of God, and I did as well. I don't know why I was drawn to go see him, but I did go, and that was a big turning point.
When you went and saw John of God, they're telling me it regenerated you.
Okay.
And another thing about it is you were grateful to be back there because you have past lives in Brazil.
Okay.
And
I felt familiar to me in a way, actually. Yeah.
And
okay.
So that was a good experience for you to go back.
I did have surgery, but there was nothing really physically wrong with me, but I felt a very big pull to go. And
I think John of God was more an excuse to go there, but the real reason you went there was to go back to Brazil.
Okay.
I had like 3 surgeries too, and I can't exactly say what it did for me.
Mm-hmm.
But it was quite an experience. It was a very cool experience.
Yeah, it really was.
I didn't go to Brazil, though. I saw him in New York at the Omega Institute. So your journey was probably a lot more exciting than mine was.
Well, I was just feeling the pull, and I thought, you know, I should follow it. So that's exactly what I did.
You had similar type of property in a past life that his casita, or whatever they call it, is on. And so you wanted to go back and see what it felt like again. Your soul did.
Oh, that's neat. Yeah, okay.
Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you. Yes.
I hope somebody comes in that I can do a healing on. That will be very cool. I hope we have a caller that I can do some healing for.
Well, all right. Let's bring the next. I sound like I'm getting an echo. Do you have your computer or anything on?
Is this better? Is this better?
That's better. Okay. I'm going to bring Marilyn in from Pennsylvania. We just usually bring people in as they come in so they, you know, they know they're next in line. Hi, Marilyn.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Marilyn.
It was so amazing. You just said, I hope you have someone that you can do a healing on because I really need a healing.
You're perfect for it. What's going on with you?
So I have a genetic disorder. It's causing painful the tumors growing all over my body, benign, but they're pressing on my lymphatics, they're pressing on my nerves, they're creating secondary lymphatic fluid, and it's everywhere.
Oh my gosh.
It's scary, and it's painful, and it's increasing so far.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Let me see what I can do. Let me see what this is about. Okay. Darkness, in the name of God, I have to do a little clearing beforehand. Darkness, in the name of God, get out of my body now. Darkness, in the name of God, get out of my mind. Darkness, in the name of God, get out of Maryland now. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Okay, I feel like there's some energy attachments to you that don't belong there, so I'm going to see what I could do about removing some of them. First, I'm going to ask that we ground, and what that means is we take energy from our heart and take it down throughout our body down to the core of Mother Earth, where we hook on. Om, 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 and bring that beautiful energy from Mother Earth up through our whole entire body, through all of our chakras. Okay, let me see what I can do. And let me know if you feel anything. Some people feel more than others, but let's see.
Okay.
Okay, the first thing I feel is the bird doctors are gathering all around you. And they're saying how rare this is. Okay, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to work on your central nervous system. And they're saying this will require a little more time than we have today, but let's see what they can do a little bit for you. Okay, I'm going to start working with a Merkaba, which is sacred geometry, and it's a three-dimensional Star of David, and it's going to start spinning things off of you that don't belong. Now, did you have this when you were born?
Supposedly. But it really becomes apparent with hormonal changes throughout life.
Mm-hmm.
In the last 2 years, it's gotten really, really bad.
Sorry to hear that. Okay. The birds are removing stuff and putting it in what I call psychic garbage cans. I don't know if you feel any tingling or more relaxed or anything. Can you tell?
Yes.
You do? What do you feel?
Yes. When you talked about the bird doctors, I felt this huge rush of energy in through my heart.
Okay.
And, you know, just having any help at all, I just, you know, I feel very thankful.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay. Okay, they took something that would be a darker form of energy off of you, and they buried it deep into Mother Earth. Now let's see what they want to do. They're carrying some new skin out, and they're laying it over you. It may seem like a small patch, they said, but it's going to grow bigger and bigger to encompass all the areas that have been affected. Oh, and they're saying that this is going to be quite effective. Okay, they want to speak in another language, and so I'm going to go ahead and do that. Gadakhane kutamoho shaka itakana hukumaha shakinaka kutamahe hutamaha ishukunea kamaha. And they're saying, we love you very much, and we wish that this will work well for you. And if this has helped, please call Nancy and get some further work done later on. What do you feel different now?
Something came into my head that I am releasing from, again, crying from many, many ages.
You've been crying, you said, for many ages?
I'm something came into my head that says I'm crying and releasing from an origin of many ages. This has
Perfect.
Been on for many ages.
That's like very true. By all means. So I wish you well, and if I can help you further, please let me know, and I'm going to ask that all the healing that happened for you today go across all mind, body, spirit, past, present, and future, this dimension and all other dimensions, and may its magnificence and effectiveness be magnified 1,000,000% or more. And so it is.
And so it is. Thank you. God bless.
Yeah, in a past life, you were covered with boils. Yeah, this is related to past life and stuff, and I can help you with that.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you all.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, okay, that was so special. And again, to contact Nancy, go to www.nancydrew, intuitivehealer.com, and she can be reached at 425-231-1123. She is on Facebook, so check her out there too. Okay, well, we've got 8 more minutes. I'm going to bring somebody. We've still got people waiting, so let's bring in our next reader. You're doing so good, Nancy. I hope we're not wearing you out.
Oh, not at all.
We're thrilled to have you on the show. Good. Okay, we're loving it too. Yeah, Tanika from New York is online.
Hi.
Hi. What can I do for you today?
I really would like to hear what you have to say for me as far as love and moving. Those are two things I really want, and I just really love someone from my past, and I haven't heard from them. We haven't been together since 2014, and I just really still have feelings for them, and I'm hoping that my future holds us reconnecting and maybe moving away together.
Okay, and this is a male from your past,
yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
They're saying he might need to be pushed. He's being very selfish, they said. Have you had anything to do with him for a couple of years?
I haven't heard from him since 2014.
Yeah. Let me see. Is he? He has a lot of work to do on himself before he can love anybody else. And that's why they're saying he needs to be pushed into starting to work on himself, because he needs to work on himself. Do you know what that means?
Not specifically, but kind of.
He's not taking care of what he came in to do in this lifetime. What's his first name?
Nick.
Nick. He wants you, but he doesn't feel like he can give you what you need. So he kind of feels like he's not worthy of you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So he needs to do some work, some personal growth work on himself, so he can realize that he's worth you. Let me see the likelihood of you guys getting together and moving away. My guides are discussing it. They're saying it might be hard to push him into doing the work, but if he does, it's possible. Okay?
Yeah, I mean, I'm working on myself, and I don't know what he's doing now, but I'm hoping that he's improving, and I'm hoping that, you know, he re-enters my life. Like, I'm hoping he's taking his time, like me, to improve and work on himself like I am, because I've been through a lot.
Well, they're telling me you need to contact him and give him a little push. Say, I've been working on myself. I hope you are, because I really hope we can make it together. So do contact him.
I was hoping that he would contact me first because of the way things ended.
It's not going to happen.
Reach out.
Mm-mm. He's not going to. You're going to have to contact him.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Well, I tell you what, it would be so great if we could just get those men to just listen to us.
Well, yeah.
Won't they just grow up and straighten out and get their acts together and everything? You know, I was talking to someone recently about how women will work on themselves. Men, they have a hard time doing that. They don't want to be in therapy. They don't even, you know, for me even to do a healing or a reading with a client, a male client, I do not get very many of them when I'm doing this process that I do, what I do. But I don't know. Anyway, I guess it's
very frustrating. I just worked the Hay House I Can Do It event was just in Seattle last weekend. So with all the big Hay House speakers and stuff. And there were, I don't know how many people were there, maybe 1,500. And men were very few and far between. If men only knew that if they got their stuff together and went to those things, there's a whole crop of women waiting for them. But they haven't figured that out yet.
That's where they're all at. I know it. Well, anyway, maybe they'll wake up. I feel like we are going to all be ascending. So wouldn't that be fun? If them have an equal people showing. You know, we've got 2 minutes left. I'm going to bring in one more. Now, what's going to happen is you'll be able to continue talking. People will be able to hear you. People in the chat room, they won't be able to hear what we're talking about. But you can talk to the next person, and then that will be the last one. Annie, who is our next person to call in?
Ivatar.
Hi, Pam.
Let's Ivatar. Yes. Are you in?
I'm in.
Okay.
Okay. What's your first name? I couldn't hear.
Ivatar.
Okay. What can I do for you today?
Well, I have some energetic attachments as well, and one of which has been there quite a while, and I don't know why I'm having these issues.
Okay. Before we address that, Spirit wants me to tell you they want you to take better care of yourself. Do you know what that means?
Well, I have changed my diet a lot, and I do take pretty good care of myself. I've changed my diet a lot, but I think
Are you very sedentary? Are you moving your body enough?
Yeah, I exercise about 4 times, 5 times a week.
That's awesome. So maybe I heard the message wrong. Is she taking better care of herself? Yes, I heard it wrong. You're taking much better care of yourself. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So you are. They're very happy about that. They wanted to congratulate you. I just heard them wrong. Very good.
Okay.
Okay, so you have some attachments. Let's see what's going on. Oh, I see what's going on. But it's not something I can do over the phone. I understand what's going on. It's something that's been in you for a very long time, multiple lifetimes, in fact. And your vibration has gotten so high, it can't handle being inside of you anymore, and it needs to go. So I would suggest you give me a call. And we can take care of it then, because I know exactly what's going on, but I can't do that over the radio because it requires me doing some screaming and stuff. Okay.
Okay. Can I have the number?
Yeah. You can text me for an appointment at 425-231-1123.
Okay. That's 425. 231
Uh huh.
1123
Yes.
Okay, and your name again?
Nancy Drew.
Okay.
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 Take care. Yeah, I know what's going on, so.
I have a question I wanted to ask you about a seagull. And this seagull, the last time I saw it, it's a white seagull from California, and it was just doing like an orchestra in the air, you know, above
mm-hmm.
the car when we were driving. Do you know what that means? This is the second
time
see. It showed up.
Okay. Yes, I do. The seagull is one of your power animals. We have spirit animals and power animals, and
mm-hmm.
that seagull has a message for you. If you look up on Google, look up seagull as an animal spirit,
mm-hmm.
you'll see what that message is. I'm sure it'll make sense.
Yeah, I did that last time I saw it, but this time it was like so close to the car.
It's trying to get your attention. It wants to tell you something important.
Okay.
So look it up
okay.
again and see what it is, because it's really trying to tell you something important.
Okay, I will.
Okay. Yeah, he was trying to make it so there was no mistake that he was getting your attention. It wasn't, you know, I'm not just any seagull. I'm trying to tell you something. So that's why I was there. Okay?
Okay.
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 Thank you. Take care.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, maybe that was just Jonathan Livingston Seagull that was.
Oh, it could have been.
Yeah, really. Yeah, absolutely. Nancy, what a great. I have loved this. We've got to get you back on the show again and soon. And I want to thank you for everything and what you've done. And you've done some awesome healing with people. I know they haven't got a clue, but until afterwards, like me, it did take me. I felt better all throughout the day, and that evening, I mean, I just thought, I feel good now. My stomach had not been bothering me. You know, whatever I was given from Saint Germain, I knew it was working. I was so excited, and I loved it. Do you have a message for the people that out there?
Yes. Spirit is saying get ready for some big changes. Hold on to your hats and enjoy the ride.
Okay. Okay. Well, let's do
I
that.
I don't know what that means, but that just came in loud and clear. So.
Okay. Well, all right, everyone, get back online next Monday at 4:30. That is Pacific Coast time. And we're going to have another exciting guest, a reader. So please check us out again. And I want to thank everyone that called in. And may you have a blessed week. Annie, would you like to say something in closing?
Yes. What a great show, Nancy. My goodness.
Thanks.
I was thinking the same thing. I got some kind of thyroid going on, or at least that's what my doctor is saying. So, but we had so many folks on. I was going to say, well, I'll ask, but I mean, there's so many that didn't get to ask their question. But I'll have to give you a call about that.
Absolutely. Let me check with Spirit if I can help you. Let's see what they said. Yes, they can. I always like to ask beforehand because I don't want to waste anybody's money or time. But, yes, they said they can help you. So I'd love to, Annie.
Okay. All right. That sounds great, honey. And I loved what you said about get ready for some big changes. Hold on to your hat. I'm ready for some big changes in my life. So.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know what that
ready.
Means, but that came in loud and clear to tell everybody. So.
Okay. Well, everyone,
thank
have
you
an
both.
Awesome week.
Thank you. Thank you both for having me, and I'd love to do it anytime. It's fun.
All right.
Well,
yes,
thank
it is.
You. Okay,
thank
how many
you.
People had called in that didn't get in?
Oh, there's still like three more, and a couple people hung up. So
that's nice. That's great.
You just have to come back again, honey.
Yeah, ask me. I love it.
And Marilyn is very excited, and I made sure she had your number. And she said she was so scared she wouldn't get in, and I told her there's no coincidences. So
which lady was that?
Marilyn, the one that's really sick.
That poor woman. That poor woman. The last lady I was talking to, she had a reptilian inside of her. And so that reptilian needs to come out. But I couldn't do that on the show by any means. So I have to do that at a different time.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And take care. And I'll see you soon, Pam.
Okay.
Okay.
Have a great week, everybody.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Good night.
Good night.
What are you doing?